A new CD by Dead Rock West called Bright Morning Star is well-suited to Easter Sunday. It's not religious, per se, but it is spiritual. The vocal duo covers some old-time gospel music, redemptive blues, bass stomping revival numbers, as well as the Jesus and Mary Chain song, God Help Me.
God help me through this world. God, please help me through this day.
Frank Lee Drennan and Cindy Wasserman are the soul behind Dead Rock West. They're in the studio at NPR West. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Frank, why that song? Was there something in your life where you all of a sudden needed to go to someplace quiet and go, God help me?
Yeah. Yes. The one thing that I particularly love about that song is the simplicity. And how direct the lyric is in its emotion. It just says, I'm in need of something different.
I'm blind, can't see the way. God illuminate this thing. I can't take it. Just can't take it.
There's a desperation there, a little bit.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I have to give the reading of that, you know, credit to Peter Case, our producer, because the record was made in 4 days. We just tracked it very, very fast, long days. So we were tracking live as a result, and I was terrified because we're playing, you know, with everybody at the same time, and I thought, well, I don't really know what I'm going to sing. But when it came, the band just pushed me to that place, and... I'm really proud of that recording in particular.
Year 1912, April 14th day. Great Titanic struck an iceberg. People had to run and pray. God moves. God moves.
Frank, you and Cindy sing two other songs about God. God Moves on the Water, and God Don't Ever Change. Both songs popularized by blues preacher Blind Willie Johnson in 1929. Have you both been wanting to cover these for a while?
I have. I'm a big Blind Willie Johnson fan, and so is Peter Case. So when we were discussing and digging through songs, we decided that would be a great way to bookend the record, and it kind of sums up the whole record. God Don't Ever Change.
Yes, God don't ever change. He's God, always will be God. God in the middle of the ocean, God in the middle of the sea, by the help of the great creator, truly to the God of me. Hey,
Frank, if there is a spiritual message, what is it?
Of the record? You know, I think for me personally, it's a question of just looking up and out to something outside of myself. This record was Cindy's idea, and I, you know, was more of a facilitator, really, on this record. She sort of got sucked into listening to Smithsonian box sets of spirituals and stuff like that. She called me from New York one summer recently, and I said, I'm really into this music. I want to record some songs like this. Can we do it? And I said, well, why not? You know?
Yeah. But by bookending the record, I mean, it's almost like you're saying that there is a constant even in the midst of chaos.
That's exactly it. You actually summed it up, Leanne. That's perfect. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. You know, when we were sitting around with Peter Case, listening to music together, he said, well, do you have a theme in mind? And I thought, you know, I never thought actually of a theme. I just thought, I want to record this old spirituals music, or in Frank's case, you know, some newer songs. But then I realized there was a theme developing about angels. And oddly enough, I've been somewhat obsessed with the mythology and folklore of angels in the past few years. So I think I was excited when Peter suggested we start with the blueprint of the of a theme, and then he was excited about
the angel
idea. Well,
that was after
we
were well into listening to many box set after
box.
That's
true. Yes.
And the other interesting thing, you know, bright morning stars are another thing to call angels, and angels are something that are in all kinds of different religions and even in just straight mythology.
What are they doing in heaven today? Where pain and sorrow are all done away. Peace abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? I'm thinking of friends who I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below.
I just wondered if either of you went through a conversion experience or perhaps the death of a loved one. And I'm thinking that because I was wondering what the inspiration was behind the song, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today?
You know, the Washington Phillips song, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today? You know, all the songs, for me at least, come from the same place. I just was feeling kind of empty in general. I wasn't finding much inspiration in the music I was listening to at the time. And so I was looking for art and music to inspire me. And I felt like I just had this gut feeling of, hey, go back to the beginning. The songs don't really so much come from having a life-changing experience, just much as so much as needing to reignite my life fire.
Oh, what are they doing in heaven today?
Frank Lee Drennan and Cindy Wasserman are Dead Rock West. Their new CD, Bright Morning Stars, is out on Red River Records. They joined us from our studio at NPR West. Thanks so much and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Leanne.
There's some who are poor and often despised. They looked up to heaven with tear-blinded eyes, while people were heedless and deaf to their cries. What are they doing there now?
You can hear two songs from Bright Morning Stars at nprmusic.org.
The pain and sorrow are all done away.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Thomas Pierce and produced by Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Ned Wharton, Leah Scarpelli, Justin O'Neill, Claudine Ibade, Amy Held, Lauren Migaki, Rebecca Paris, and Tidbeat Ermias. Our technical director is Burke Hunt. Kim Oleski is our librarian. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Sarah Lucy Oliver and edited by Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Leanne Hansen.